لبيك اللهم لبيك، لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I've talked about all the rituals of Hajj, still one, which is Ar-Rami. Ar-Rami means that going to Mina, where there are three posts or pillars, okay, called Jamarat, for one reason or another, that's how it was called. Al-Jamra al-Sughra, Al-Jamra al-Wusta, Al-Jamra al-Kubra. The minor, if I might use this term, the minor Jamra, and the middle one, and the greater Jamra. But what do we do there? Of course, upon arriving from Muzdalifah, after performing Fajr prayer in Muzdalifah, pilgrims will proceed to Mina to stay there for 3 days, okay, to mark the end of Hajj after 3 days. But during which, what are the functions? There's nothing else besides casting, of course, performing daily prayers, okay, and casting the stones. This is a ritual. This is a ritual. That is, we pick the stones as big as a chickpea, and that will be enough, actually. But soon as we arrive, or soon as pilgrims arrive in Mina, right away they head towards Al-Jamar Al-Kubra, the greater one. You see, they're in line. Arafah in this side, Mecca in this side, and this is Al-Jamar Al-Kubra, the greater one, this is the middle one, this is the small one. So pilgrims go all the way to Al-Jamar Al-Kubra and cast 7 pebbles. Allahu Akbar. Every time say Allahu Akbar. And now, Alhamdulillah, in the past, I tell you, there was only one follower, and so many problems took place actually there, and catastrophic problems, you know, people were stampeded to death and so on and so forth. But now we say Alhamdulillah, may Allah reward those the authorities that they have. Now we have five floors. In other words, there's no congestion anywhere. And it's well organized. Pilgrims go there, whichever level they want, they cast these things and come back. For the rest of the day, they go back, of course, other than the remembrance of Allah, other than them performing their daily prayers. And next day, they will go again after sunrise and cast the 7 pebbles at the smaller Jamra, followed. Right away after they finish, they go to the middle one, and right after they finish, they go to the greater one. This is the ritual that we have to follow. You see, you can't unless of course somebody is disabled and he is not feeling well or whatever, or a lady that cannot do it herself, so she can you know, ask her husband, her brother, whoever got a male with her, who would cast her stones on her behalf. Okay, first he has to cast his own, then after that, with the intention that he's doing it for whoever asked him to do that, do it for them. But anyway, these rituals that we have to, of course, we prepare, we can pick, you know, collect our pebbles beforehand, and we can do it. Again, we do it for the sake of Allah only. You know, maybe there's a story that says that we're not denying it, but indeed, when Abraham asked his son, telling him that I see in a vision, in my dream, that I'm slaughtering you, Ismail, the obedient, pious son, he said, "Oh my dad, do whatever you command. I'll be patient, inshallah." So, of course, it was a test from Allah. On the way there to take him to slaughter his son, Shaitan stopped on the way and asked Ismail, "Hey, don't go, he's going to kill you." Ishmael, instead of listening to the devil or Satan, he cast a pebble on him. Along the way, 7 pebbles. However, this is, with reference to these things. But we're doing it because we are commanded to do it, regardless. Whether Ishmael did that or whether Ibrahim did not or whatever. We're doing it because we have to do it, because part of the rituals of Hajj. Simply because the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah exalt his mention, did that, we do it. You see, because he told us, learn from me your rituals of Hajj. So this casting the stone is a ritual Hajj. You also, with all, let me remind you that with all the rituals of Hajj, whether circumambulating the Kaaba, whether tripping between Safa and Marwa, whether going to Arafah, going to Muzdalifah, going to, all these are rituals. We expect Allah to reward us for doing it. You see, this is the way Hajj is supposed to be performed. And we have to make sure, brothers and sisters, that we do it simply because Allah commands us to do it. That's the only way. It just let me draw your attention to the significance of this question. You know, I mean, probably Shaitan will come and whisper in your mind, hey, why do you raise your hand in Salah like this? Why didn't you raise them up there? Why didn't you raise them this? Why do? Hey, it's not a matter of why. It's a matter of emulating the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah exalt his mention. We did it because that's how he did it. And Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You have the best example in the Messenger of Allah. He's our example in performing acts of worship in everything, our way of life. This is the Sunnah. The Sunnah means way of life, which is, in other words, the Prophet's way of life that we have to copy. And part of this way of life is one pillar of Islam, that is to say, Al-Hajj. Which we have to copy exactly as he did it. Keep that in mind. We ask Allah Ta'ala to accept from us all our acts of worship so that we meet together in Jannah, inshaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الحمد والنعمة لك والله.